expose him for the liar he is. If you benefited from what the devil was doing against you, and when I say benefited, you didn't really benefit in a true way, but you thought you were benefiting in some coping mechanism way, in financial or whatever. And we all know it's not worth it. I don't want to understand. I don't need it now. God could have, but it, in that time, you came in agreement with that sin. Do you understand what I'm saying? In any way, shape, or form, let's say you were molested in a family situation, and it was always easier to say, well, my brother was bigger, or my sister forced me to do this. But if you got really down real and started unlayering everything, you would say, you had a mouth, you could have stopped it, you didn't. And if you really go deeper, you could really come to a place to say, okay, there was sexual pleasure there, or there was financial pleasure there, or there was just pleasure there that somebody seemed to care about me. I now know it's counterfeit intimacy. I now know I don't want anything to do with it. I now know that had I known Christ and had there not been the fall, I'd have never been in that situation to begin with. But now you got to tear it down to the place to say, okay, my reality is I was in that situation. And if I'm honest enough with myself tonight, and let me say, I wasn't in the situation. But had I been through it, I would confess it. I would say what's true. I wouldn't be ashamed of it. Because Satan is the only one who can keep shame around me. Okay, so I'm not saying, I'm only saying that because people think I've been through everything and I haven't. And then they come up to me talking to me as if I understand. I don't. And I would rather have you get in a group with somebody who does. But many times when I preach, you'll notice this. If you listen to tapes, you'll think I've been through everything. Because what happens, God became sin so that he could really be right where you're at. And many times when I start preaching in the anointing, that authority that he's given me and that revelation of him that he's given me, I become so one with him in my preaching, I'm talking for him. And he knows what it was like to feel those feelings. He knows what it was like because he became sin. Every single sin came on him so that he could relate to every single sin that's ever happened in your life or sin that you've been a part of. Isn't that awesome? That he can really sit there and say, I understand. I really understand because when I became sin, I know what shame felt like. I know what the devil can do. I know how he entices. I know what he does. But I have grace to set you free from that perversion and to forgive you and to take you away from condemnation and cause you to have what the Father has, which makes everything a perversion seem like nothing. I can't wait till the body of Christ moves into holiness, but not holiness with rules and regulations and a pruny looking face and we can't have any fun, which is legalism, but a true holiness where what we have is greater. We don't need to fantasize about garbage when we have a revelation of what that husband and wife relationship's about. We can then thank God for this awesome gift that he's given us. We can help our children to want to stay holy and pure because they'll see the great benefit of just having this awesome gift that God has and not letting it get unwrapped by the devil. So when we're looking at this, we have to get real enough with God. We might even have to confess our sins one to another just to break through the shame. So you can honestly say, I took on a coping mechanism not to pretend that I liked it or whatever. But until I renounce that coping mechanism, admit that what Satan did brought some kind of counterfeit benefit to me, but I don't want it anymore. And now I want the blood of Jesus Christ to deliver me, to set me free. I don't want to hide behind being a victim. I don't want to have shame about what Satan set me up to have shame about. Satan knows if I get somebody molested, especially if it's a repeat and you're not really afraid for your life, he knows God set this up to be pleasurable. That's going to cause that person so much confusion. They will be so under condemnation and confusion and feeling perverted and bad their whole life because they won't ever deal with what they liked. Or he goes the other way. I'm going to make them hate this so much that what is supposed to be pleasurable is always going to be hard for them. Well, there's just two different ways, you know, he attacks. And what you have to do is get real about it and unravel it. And in some ways, you could have a little of both. But you just got to get real. Because God already has forgiven you for any pleasure you got out of sin. And let me say this. He made it pleasurable. He didn't make the sinning part should have brought conviction. But if you didn't know him or you seared your conscience, you didn't have that conviction. Or you maybe had to take on a coping mechanism not to deal with that conviction. Then you had to take on some spirit to say it was okay what happened. Especially if you crossed the line into homosexuality. Right. Okay, what I want to do, when we break up into groups, I'm going to put you in a specific group and they're going to talk about this, okay? Because you're talking about an hour of preaching I could do. I will say this really quickly. If you don't forgive, let me say, if you don't forgive, you go to hell. So you choose if you should forgive or not. Is what somebody else did to you worth going to hell? Because...